Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
People talk about being for rights for all, but fundamentally, it's really about them. Law enforcement, we wouldn't have a job if it weren't for human beings hardwiring for being selfish. You just watch traffic. The folks that follow the merge sign and those that don't, those that decide to drive up at full speed instead of doing the zipper, go up, dynamite the brakes and dart in. Most people find that kind of aggravating, but that person in the left lane thinks, well, if everyone else just understood how busy I am, they'd know why I have to drive like this. But in the end, what we find is that most of the behavior, if it's domestic related, theft, alcohol, all of those things are personal choices because that person wanted to do something with disregard for everybody else. And that's where we come in, is to say, there's men and women out there that are working hard, they're following the rules, and they're just trying to live their lives. And these other people have decided, I'm going to disrupt that. And so that's where we come in to try to, to keep the peace. Because in fairness to those that are following the rules, they deserve that protection.
Are we, in terms of keeping peace, how do we know which statistics, to pay attention to? Because, they get used or maybe misused for political mm-hmm. purposes. Are the trends moving in a good direction, or?
In our area here, when it looks at, so my jail holds about 500 people. So at any given time, we're, in the summer months, we'll be running between 350 and 400. It wasn't that long ago, and I'm going to say within the last 7-8 years, that the state prison system was seeking support from a lot of the county sheriffs, saying, we have capacity issues. Can we bed some of our prisoners in your facilities? I haven't had any of those calls in 5 years. And what the state is saying is we don't have that capacity issue. So therefore, that means people that are incarcerated, it's down. People going into the prison system is down. Crime is down. But I mention all that very positive. But here's one of the things I tell my deputies when you go to a community meeting. When people are worried about what's going on in their neighborhood, don't go in there with some statistics and go out and say, hey, congratulations, crime is down, before listening to them. Because they're going to say, it doesn't feel like crime is down. And so we need to look at safety neighborhood by neighborhood. It's important generally for me to look at the larger picture. But fundamentally, safety and security and trust comes neighborhood by neighborhood. And therefore, if they feel unsafe, regardless of what the data says, we have an obligation to do what we can to come alongside and help them improve the safety of their neighborhood.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.